Namaste, good afternoon. Just as with the practice of sitting meditation, we discover there's no one technique, but really kind of a myriad of ways that you can engage with a moment. It gets even more complex around the guided heart practices. Because part of the intention, just as in meditation, is to move from the story to the embodied experience of the present moment. When we are training our attention on the heart practices, on the immeasurables, what we're aiming for is an embodied experience of knowing that place, of knowing kindness for self and others from the inside rather than just the story. So I always say this whenever I lead metta, that the metta practice is like playing jazz. You have to keep improvising to make it real so it feels alive for you. And why personally I oftentimes find it hard to go to guided heart practices, because quite often how it's described by the leader doesn't work for me. I have to kind of translate what they're saying so I can get my own resonant space. And when you look at the classical phrases, you know, you may find, maybe as I did, when you first discovered them, they really had some resonance. And then after a while, it becomes very dry. You know, may you be happy, may you feel free. So what I'd like to offer today is a mashup of a kind of an improv metta, if you will. And it involves a couple different techniques. It's primarily on the body. Have you ever had the experience of looking in the mirror and having a negative thought? This built-in automatic negativity bias toward what we see in the mirror. The disappointment ranging to contempt we have for our own physical appearance. You know, it's never just right. So learning how to just engage with the body itself, the miracle of this very, very faithful servant that is doing its best to serve our intent, is really kind of the topic of where we're going. Well, we're going about it in a really unique place, and it kind of ties in with the progression of our practice. You may recall how in the beginning of the retreat, we had more emphasis on the gathering practice, concentration. You know, come back, re-arrive, begin again, re-relax, engage with the anchor. And over time, and you may have found that to be helpful, it always is for me, you know, you're establishing a sense of presence that can stay present no matter what the modifications of the mind and heart are. And then more invitation to sort of begin to, from that place of presence, widen and broaden your attention, you know, become more aware of the flow as everything passes by, where you see what's happening, how you're relating to it, and really taking more of the seat of the witness, you know, observing through that lens of the witness. And there's been some language and some guidance toward just setting it all down and resting in presence. So much of what we've been doing has a focus, and the focus primarily has been using the focus on the senses. And our focus is going to be different here. Our focus is going to be on the space inside the body, the space around the body. And we'll move toward resting in that sense of space. Again, the Brahmaviharas, these heavenly abodes, if you will, are often described as immeasurable. And when you contemplate and investigate kindness and compassion and joy and equanimity, you begin to recognize that there is no limit. They truly are immeasurable states. And there's something quite amazing about trying to expand your awareness into that infinity of space of kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. In that same way, there's something very powerful about opening up to presencing a witnessed state of spaciousness, the limitlessness of space itself. So the technique that we're going to explore was really developed, and again, it's an ancient technique. Much of this comes from the Dzogchen tradition, the non-dual traditions of just resting in presence, but it was articulated in a very, very cool way by this guy named Dr. Les Femi, who was one of the very early biofeedback researchers, who was looking for a dependable way that he could invoke brainwave states different than just judging, comparing, and figuring things out, the beta level brainwaves. How can you develop like a steady access to the alpha and theta states, which are more embodied and more timeless and spacious? So what he found was that by like trying to feel or imagine the space in the body had a very interesting effect on the mind. If just for now, if you could just close your eyes for a moment and just explore the following question. Can you feel or imagine the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Can you feel or imagine the space between your eyes? And is it possible to feel or imagine that space filled with a quality of loving presence? And if you like, you can deepen the breath and open your eyes. I can sense the depth of your practice. You're already going into immersion. So feeling or imagining the space in the body, it's in a sense you're using concentration. But it's kind of a different way of sensing. And then what we're adding to it is imagining the space filled with loving presence. And here's where your personal play of jazz comes in. Because you'll want to sense how you do that. We have to work out this loving presence metta wiring for ourselves. You may find that what may invoke that sense, that may be a word, it might be gratitude, it might be appreciation, maybe the word love, maybe kindness, maybe imagining a color that might fill that space, that for you has some kind of heart resonance. So you might sort of play around with that. Rather than, I'm going to use the words loving presence, but I would like to invite you to interpret for yourself what that means. So you can kind of do your own sort of translation. So it might take you into a place of holding it with the heart. So we're sensing the space, and we're sensing what it's like to fill that space with whatever it is that invokes a sense of that heart space, compassion, kindness, appreciation, joy, whatever that may be. So we'll be going through the body, and then we're going to be exploring the space around the body as well, exploring the body and space itself. How this works is I'll be asking a question, of feeling or imagining the space, and you'll have about 15 seconds. And part of how inquiry works in meditation is that the question is designed to guide you to an experience. It's not an intellectual process. It's taking you into an experience. So you have 15 seconds just to sort of explore where that takes you. And the interesting thing, and I'm sure you've noticed this, and it's kind of a principle in yoga, it says that energy follows awareness. That what you focus on the energy will move in that direction. So you may find when you feel or imagine the space between your forehead and the back of your head and you sustain attention there, there may be sensations that will move and shift and flow in that area. So you're not trying to make it happen, but you may find that there's some subtle movement of energy as you explore that. Feel free to explore and practice and find your way as we move into this experience together. You might like to reach your arms up overhead. Lift your chin up toward the ceiling. Stretch up to the left side and the right side. Open your jaw wide. Let out any sounds. And slowly let your hands float down to your lap. And you may find it helpful, as I do, before moving into a practice to let go of any expectations. And to release any attachment to the results. And let this be a moment-to-moment exploration of what arises. Can you feel or imagine the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your sinus cavities? Is it possible to feel or imagine the volume and the weight of your tongue? Can you feel or imagine the volume of your lips? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your ears? Can you imagine the perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your mouth? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your throat, inside your trachea? Can you imagine this perception of space as effortless? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between the root of your tongue and the crown of your head? Can you imagine the space inside your head and mouth and throat filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your lungs as you breathe? Can you imagine the space inside your lungs filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your heart? Can you imagine the space inside the heart filled with loving presence? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space or the volume of your right shoulder? Can you feel or imagine the weight and the volume and the length of your right arm? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside your right thumb? Can you feel or imagine the space between your right thumb and right forefinger? Can you imagine the perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the space between each of the fingers on the right hand? Can you feel or imagine the space between the skin on the back of the right hand and the skin on the palm of the right hand? Can you feel or imagine the space inside each of the fingers on the right hand? Is it possible to imagine the right shoulder, the right arm, the palm, thumb, and fingers filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the volume or the space inside the left shoulder? Is it possible to feel or imagine the weight and volume and length of the left arm? Can you feel or imagine the space inside the left thumb? Can you feel or imagine the space inside the left forefinger? Can you imagine the perception of space as effortless? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between the left thumb and left forefinger? Can you feel or imagine the space between each of the fingers of the left hand? Can you feel or imagine the space between the skin on the back of the left hand and the skin on the palm of the left hand? is it possible to feel or imagine the volume or the space of each of the fingers on the left hand? Can you feel or imagine the left shoulder, arm, palm, thumb, and fingers filled with loving presence? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your breastbone and your spine? Can you feel or imagine the space filled with loving presence? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your navel and your spine? Can you feel or imagine this space filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the space between your navel and your pubic bone? Can you imagine the space filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the space between your pubic bone and the tip of the coccyx, the tip of the tailbone? Can you feel or imagine the space filled with loving presence? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between the left hip joint and the right hip joint? Can you feel or imagine the space filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the length and the volume and the weight of your left leg? And can you feel or imagine the volume or the space inside your left foot, toes, and heel? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside the left leg, left foot, toes, and heel filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the weight and the volume and length of the right leg? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space or the volume inside the right foot, toes, and heel? Can you feel or imagine the space inside the right leg, foot, toes, and heel filled with loving presence? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside the left thumb while simultaneously feeling or imagining the space inside the right thumb? Can you imagine the perception of space as effortless? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space between your navel and your spine while simultaneously feeling or imagining the space between your forehead and the back of your head? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space in front of your body extending out beyond the furthest star? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space behind your body extending out beyond the furthest star? Can you feel or imagine the space to the left of your body, extending out beyond the furthest star? Can you feel or imagine the space to the right of your body extending out beyond the furthest star? Can you feel or imagine the space beneath your body extending beyond the furthest star? Can you feel or imagine the space above your body extending out beyond the furthest star? Can you imagine the perception of space as effortless? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your body? Can you feel or imagine the space inside your body filled with loving presence? Can you feel or imagine the space outside your body? Can you feel or imagine the space filled with loving presence? Is it possible to feel or imagine the space inside your body and the space outside your body as one vast, continuous space? Can you feel or imagine this space filled with loving presence? Can you imagine resting and relaxing in this space?
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.